VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Have you ever watched an NBA game? I have. I had floor seats to see the Toronto Raptors. This was back around 2003 when Vince Carter was on the team. It was an amazing experience that I'll never forget. The athleticism of those players was unlike anything I had ever seen. So when I saw that today's video featured an NBA Hall of Famer, I was immediately interested. Despite the title, the video talks about more than just what Chris Bosh eats. It also goes into his daily routine. It's an enjoyable video, and I suggest you check it out. For now, let's take a look at today's featured sentence. Okay, so here it is. I want to make sure I get my workout in. I hit the weights. Really, just get that heart pumping, get the exercise going. Okay, one more time. I want to make sure I get my workout in. I hit the weights. Really, just get that heart pumping. Get the exercise going. Okay, let's go to our pronunciation tips. Our blended words this week. First, we have hit the and get the. In both cases, even though it's two separate words, they blend together like one word. But there is a full stop in the middle, kind of like the English word bookkeeping. Hit the. Get the. I hit the weights. Get the exercise going. Hit the. Get the. Exercise has a soft C and is three syllables. Exercise. And weights has a long A sound. Weights. Okay, let's go to our vocabulary. Our first word is workout. A workout is a period of physical exercise. It doesn't have to be weightlifting. It could be yoga, cycling, or running. Here's an example sentence. That gym has an excellent trainer. She showed me some great ways to have a more effective workout. Our next word is weight. Weight is a measure of how heavy something is. It's usually measured in grams or kilograms. For example, this bag of coffee weighs 1.5 kilograms. In the video, Chris lifts weights, which are just heavy things to give him exercise. And our next word, pump. To pump is to cause liquid, air, or gas to move from one place to another. In the video, Chris talks about his heart pumping because the heart moves blood around the body. Here's another example sentence with the word pump. The basement was flooded, and it took a long time to pump all the water out. And that's the end of today's pronunciation challenge. My favorite form of exercise is cycling. If the weather is good, I prefer to cycle for about half an hour in the morning, and then again in the evening. I don't need to go anywhere in particular, I just ride around the neighborhood. I use my watch to track my heart rate and try to keep it around 120 beats per minute, which at my age counts as vigorous activity. I find that when I exercise, I sleep better, have less stress, and I'm able to focus more at work. And how about you? Do you exercise? Why or why not? What is your favorite form of exercise? Let me know in the comments below, and don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. I'll catch you next time.